I'm speaking with Senator Mike Patton, Republican from the 4th Legislative District in the Spokane Valley. And Senator, the Majority Coalition Caucus this year was able to achieve a number of goals that it set for itself. But the next target in its sights is transportation. Tell me your thoughts on that.
Well, I think there's a lot of reforms that we need to enact before a transportation package. The taxpayers of our state, I think, want good roads, good bridges, a ferry system, all that, but they want the money to be stretched out. Right now, 30% of the $10 billion they were hoping to pass with this humongous gas tax increase could have been saved if we simply paid market rates for wages rather than prevailing wage. In addition, if we would allow for the sales tax not to be paid on transportation, that'd knock it down another almost $1 billion. So right there, you got 60% of it, and then with any of the bonds, you're paying more money in interest on the bonds. It's not stretching it out. So we need some reforms there. We need to be smarter and get rid of some of the regulations. The speed with which they replace the Skagit Bridge is indication of what can be done, and we should be doing more of that. And I think if those things were to happen, we'd see some transportation projects happen, and we see some legislation get through the Senate.
How has the dynamic of the Majority Coalition Caucus helped to drive the conversation about transportation forward?
Well, I think the Majority Coalition Caucus saw a number of boondoggles that the Department of Transportation has been in, the pontoons that didn't float, the bridge over the Columbia River that was too low so that the barge traffic couldn't get through it. We've got freeway exits that go to nowhere. Unbelievable things. And the Department of Transportation needs better leadership, and they also need reform within to deliver a better product than they've been doing. And there's some very good workers that work there, and some of the ones I know from the regional office of Spokane, I think, are pretty good. But on the state basis, there's a lot to be desired.
Tell me about the North-South Freeway in Spokane. Do you think that you will see a completion of that anytime soon?
From what I understand, it's still a number of years off. The most important project for the Spokane Valley is the Sullivan Road Bridge. And although there wasn't funding in the budget for it, I've been working with the city of the Spokane Valley and other groups, and we're hopeful that we still may be able to get some funding through existing funds that were not part of the budget.
This session in general has been one of the most unique that I think I've ever seen. How do you reflect on that?
Well, a number of things. Thank goodness for the Majority Caucus coalition of the 23 Republicans and 2 Democrats. Because without it, I hesitate to think what might have happened. One of our great, great victories, I think, is stopping the abortion insurance mandate legislation, which would have forced individuals to pay for abortions, whether they agreed with it or not, and taken away choice from individuals. And that came very close to passing, but because of our coalition, we were able to stop it. Also, you would have seen a huge increase in taxes if we'd not been here. And as it is, there are some taxes that were scheduled to expire that actually did expire. So that's amazing, because normally the closest thing to eternal life on earth is a temporary tax. But both the B&O tax on services and the beer tax actually have expired. And while there's some things, fixes on court decisions, the Bracken fix and the telecommunication fix that I believe were taxes and voted against them, now, relatively speaking, we held the line, certainly on any general tax increases. So I'm proud of that. I'm proud that we were also able to help on the capital budget with some projects for the district, especially Spokane Valley Tech. We'll be receiving some funds from the capital budget to come close to completing their project there.